Look at clothes by your feet and think, oh yes, warm. Then eat them by mistake. When you dream, be dream, but only of a gloomy lob toast.
I'm sad and I'm happy.
When you park so wrong, e-headlights smash, bumper breaky shuttle, bang, bang, bang like fucking pinball. And when your west no longer be west of your east, but above it, and mock you like bad candle jack, ho-ha, you dim muddle bum. And your north-south be altogether gone or loony, then ooh, welcome. Ah, ooh, mug, welcome. In blue jam, blue jam, blue jam, blue jam.
What you're really angling for is a pay rise, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, last time you did say that this time you'd be able to do something about it.
Mm.
I mean, that's nearly 2 years.
Yes.
I mean, I've been doing a load of depping and acting up, taking on a bigger workload. I'm more or less ran the Flemish cookers. You know, you remember when Mr. Hall lost his back?
Oh, yes, of course.
So, I was hoping 12%.
Yes. Well, as you know, it's very difficult at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
We've lost quite a lot of big contracts lately. Not your fault. I know you've done some really excellent work. Look, I just can't give you any more money at the moment. What I could do is to stick some coloured reinforcement rings on my balls, make them look like eyes, and give you a photograph of them.
Mm.
And then we'll look at your pay rise again in the new year. And in the meantime, you'll have a picture of my balls.
Right.
All right.
Yeah.
Janet,
yes?
Could you bring through some coloured reinforcement rings, please? Right, thank you. Blue, all right?
Yeah.
Right, that's just one there. Right, Janet, can you take a picture of that, please?
Yeah, lift your cock up.
Sorry?
Lift it up. It's in the way.
Oh, all right. Okay, Jerry. Good. Thanks, Chaz. Okay, well, that's yours.
Thanks.
It's a pretty good pair of eyes, eh?
Hmm.
Okay, we'll review your pay situation next year.
Okay, thanks very much.
Okay then.
Something's wrong.
I see you. I hear you. Red iron bends. Stand back, Christopher Columbus. And look what you've done. Black eye done by laser. No more blood for Englishmen.
Take a seat.
Thanks.
Yes.
It's my knee. I sprained it last week and it's still painful when I walk.
Mm-hmm. Just tell me, is there anything there? Do you feel anything? Is it tender at all?
Your leg.
Yes, it is. It's nicer than yours. You can leave me alone now.
Frank Sorich. I've been a builder for 20 years. Roofing. Spend all day up on the roof. Apart from lunchtimes, which is when I go swimming, I go down to the pool for the best part of an hour. It's not crowded. when I go, but the pool always feels more crowded than it looks.
Brendan McGanza, I run the Harworth Public Swimming Baths in Paulsley. I first noticed the builder about 6 months ago. Quite a big man, swimming up and down the pool, and he had about five or six people swimming alongside him.
Dr. Paul Spokes. I'm a GP at the Paulsley Family Health Centre. I first became aware of this builder when patients with cases of long-term depression reported a complete clear-up in their symptoms. They'd all been going down to the public swimming baths, getting into the water and swimming around with this big builder. And this had a beneficial and curative effect. Cleared up the symptoms completely.
People do touch me sometimes, yes. But I don't really know why.
Dean was really wild, even for a six-year-old. He kept being sent home from school. He used to throw his dad around a lot as well. And then I heard about the builder thing. So we took him up to the pool, and he was really kicking and swearing and everything, but we pushed him in. And then the builder just sort of swam over to him and nudged him and then swam off. And I thought, well, I don't think much of this. And then Dean started following him very slowly out into the middle of the pool. And then he just started singing. He was singing All Things Bright and Beautiful, just like he was in a choir.
Yes, I remember the singing boy. He might just put that down to him being one of those simple kids who doesn't know whether he's in a swimming pool or a church.
The plastic builders, yes, we've had these made up. We fill them with swimming pool water straight after the builder's been in, and £4.95, sold over 500 in the first week.
Well, it doesn't look like me. Well, it doesn't look anything like me. What's that for, then?
There's a memento of going swimming with you.
I think that must be another builder. Looks like a builder, but it doesn't look like me.
The only real problem we've had was when we found a bloke who inserted his hand into the builder's backside, got him to drag him round the pool that way. Builder didn't seem to mind, but I put a stop to it because I really think that doesn't look right.
He said that about me. Well, what if I have got a special power then? And that special power also means I've got a big gun and I'll bring it into the swimming pool. Right? What do we think about that then? I think we should leave it there.
I slipped the net, but I cut myself free.
Ah, yes, come in. Now, sit down.
Thank you.
What seems to be the problem?
I've come in about this pulled tendon.
Mm-hmm. Let's have a look.
Dr. Harris told me to come back if the pain didn't ease up.
Mm-hmm. And he told you this was a pulled tendon?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Do you mind just hanging on a second?
Sure.
Yeah, Jim? Michael, got Jean Lamb here saying you had a little bit of pulled tendon. It's not a fucking pulled tendon. There's nothing like a pulled tendon, you sooty wankstain. Oh, sorry about this, but he's being a real cloud of anal pus about your tendon.
Oh, right.
Yeah, why don't you? Right now. This shouldn't take a second. I'm just going to show Dr. Harris what a roaring purple vagina he is.
Oh.
Right, Jim. Just look at that wrist, you fucking paedophile, and tell me seriously that that's a pulled tendon.
Right, Jim. Can you just tell me where the pain is? It feels like a pulled tendon to me.
Do you think it's a pulled tendon?
Well, it does feel like...
Don't be taken in by his swoony ass piss.
Michael... Her symptoms are pretty consistent.
Oh, her symptoms are consistent. I can't believe that decent people are coming in here every day to listen to such a bawling fart ravine.
Michael, I don't think there's much point.
You're fucking right there isn't, you serial rapist.
Right, I'm going to leave.
Oh, that's right. Play the little erupted fish arse when it suits you.
Bye.
I hope some mustardy cock explodes up your cocoa valve. Jesus, that is rubber. Sorry about that. What an unbelievable clit.
Mm.
And you didn't help matters, did you, joining on his side like that, you little wanky window?
Sorry.
Let's see that wrist again.
So, you don't think it's a pulled tendon?
No, no.
Certainly feels like a pulled tendon.
Well, perhaps it is, then. Yeah. Probably is.
Right.
Well, we'll get that strapped up for you and give you some painkillers.
Thanks.
Not at all.
Bye-bye, then.
Yep, bye.
Bye.
But I love basketball, the squeaking of a sneakers, the echo in the hall. But if I don't have enemies, I'm not doing my job. I might throw out a curveball, but I never throw a lob. And people criticize me, but I know it's not the end. I try to kick the truth, not just to make friends. But hey, diddle diddle to the people in the middle. We got hot wax and it's cooking on the griddle. Got the guitars drumming, the drummer drumming. The people are humming and the rappers loving. But hey, diddle diddle to the people in the middle. We got hot wax and it's cooking on the griddle. Got the guitars drumming, the drummer drumming. The people are humming and the rappers loving. Although sometimes I act like one, and I am deadly serious about us having fun. And I go many places, but I know I'm not with you. And I am not a sucker, even though I'm stuck on you. Each one should teach one and share with one another. So many is out there that's living undercover. Your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, your friends and their enemies all have their lovers. Yeah.
like a gun. Hey, diddle, diddle to the people in the middle. We got hot wax and it's cooking on the griddle. Got the guitars to rumming, the drummer to rumming. The people are humming and the vibes was blowing. Hey, diddle, diddle to the people in the middle. We got hot wax and it's cooking on the griddle. Got the guitars to rumming, the drummer to rumming. The people are humming and the vibes was blowing.
Love and affection to the right direction.
The definition of a sellout. Cast your first stone, but then get the hell out. The people say they know me, I can tell you that they don't. The people say they own me, I can tell you that they won't. The left and the right, they all try to use me, but I'll be in the places before they can abuse me. So roll down your window and listen what I'm saying. Relax your mind and let the band keep playing. To the people in the middle, we got hot wax and it's cooking on the griddle. Got the guitars to rumming, the drummer to rumming. The people are humming and the vibe was loving. But hey, diddle diddle to the people in the middle. We got hot wax and it's cooking on the griddle. Got the guitars to rumming, the drummer to rumming. The people are humming and the vibe was loving.
Trying to shake hands with an elephant.
I was trying to warm my hands in a discarded bap when the police picked me up and took me to the station for an identity parade. They said a local travel agent had been steamed by a naked old man. I was needed to make up the numbers. "I'm not an old man," I said. "We don't believe you." A short while later, I was standing in the nude between a very old woman and an energetic old man with a homemade Prince Albert. "They'll never identify me with this on," he whispered, pointing to his hastily pierced penis. They didn't. We left the station together. I was in some discomfort as my clothes didn't seem to fit anymore. I could hear the old woman from the parade shouting after me, so I hurried on because it felt like school. "Nice work," said the old man, whose name was Gerard. "What's she got in her pockets?" He was very chuffed. He jangled his chain and farted incomprehensibly. In one of her pockets was a tube of old woman's cream. It smelled of marzipan, but tasted better. Half an hour later, I was sitting on a traffic island squeezing the cream out. I had been aiming for the pub with Gerard, but I couldn't keep up, and he said he couldn't walk any slower, and by the time I'd got to the pub, I'd forgotten which one it was. I was annoyed with the tube of cream because it contained air pockets. I slapped its middle and produced several splats. One of them landed on a nearby shoe. It was somewhat too narrow, in patent leather, with little silver guitars on the ends of the laces. I looked up the shoe, past lemon and chocolate socks and ironed jeans, to a blue leisure jacket, out of which poked the smiling necklace head of Grayling Barraclough. I'd known him on and off for 20 years. We were at school together. I'd set him on fire once behind the gym. If he was disappointed by my appearance, he didn't hide it. "Heidi Doody," he said. He was a television director now. He was filming some close-ups of the road with his crew. "I'm filming some close-ups of the road," he said, for stylistic reasons. I left a short gap and told him about the identity parade. "Hey," he said, and his mouth leaked slightly. "I'm about to do a reconstruction of that very crime." He pointed to the travel agents across the road. Two extras were hovering round the corner in dressing gowns. I told him that only one old man had robbed the shop. I like facts. "Not anymore," he said, and added, "You burked up little ape." I assumed he was right in some way. "Sorry," he said, rubbing his nose vigorously. "I'm jamming on crusty white." Then he said, "Now hear me right out," and explained that this was a new departure in crime reconstruction. "The victims don't know we're coming," he jabbered. "I've got three cameras hidden there, there, and there." His neck swelled with pride as he announced that these were three of the most brilliant camera positions ever set up in the history of crime reconstruction television. He must enjoy shitting himself, I thought. He hurried off to a secret position in a building opposite the travel agents. A few moments later, the two extras ran naked round the corner into the shop. There was a sound of muffled gunfire from inside. I was fairly certain the extras weren't carrying guns. I played with my cream. 2 minutes later, a police car sped by with the wretched face of Grayling Barraclough pressed to the window, looking as though the world had got a lot bigger and rougher than when I last saw him. 8 months later, I read on a piece of newspaper I was eating that Grayling had gone to Hollywood and been fatally injured in some sort of sex accident.
Oh,
So basically, I mean, I'm just asking for a pay rise.
So how much were you thinking of?
Well, 12%.
If I give you 12%, I have to do that for everyone.
It's just that I've put in a lot of extra time, you know. Weekends, evenings, every week for the last 4 months or so. So...
Look, what if I give you 5%?
5%?
And I'll also get Louise in here, and you can watch me wrestle her to the ground and sit on her head. And then fart on it.
What, you fart on Louise's?
Yes.
You...
Do you want me to do this or not? Louise, could you just pop through here a second?
Sir, do you want coffee?
No, thank you. Right, now, Louise, you know Andrew, don't you? All right, just hold still. Keep still, Laura, put your neck. Right, now, hang on.
Oh!
I'm sorry, Louise, I'll explain. Can you just go, please? I'm sorry, I will explain. You'd get better go too, please, Andrew.
All right. Hey, thanks.
Thank you. It's
fucking amazing.
Yeah, thank you. Louise, could you pop back in here a moment, please? Louise, I'm really sorry. I'm so sorry. It was the only way I could get him to agree.
You farted on my bed!
I know, but really, he really deserved more than I could give him financially. It was the only way, Louise. I know, I'm so sorry. It was only a fart.
just started standing at the counter at reception, and this bloke come in, and he gets this like purple velvet bag out of his pocket, and he just like tips all these little bits of metal out and like spills them onto the counter, and I'm just staring at him and I'm going, what are you doing? And he just ignores me, and he's putting together these bits of metal, and like everyone in the queue is like leaning over his shoulder and going, what are you doing? And he's just got like a screwdriver and a mini drill thing, he's whizzing away with it, like really intricate, and then like suddenly he goes, it's okay, I've finished, and he's made this whopping big gun. And he just points it at us and robs us. And everyone were like really upset and going, what, you just spoiled it for us. And he just walked out with just like a big grin right across his face.
It was love at first sight, fatal attraction. He looked taller than a mountain, and I ain't exaggerating much.
Did you mention to Jill how much Ted liked his Lego?
He's made a great spaceship.
She's a bit worried because it said 8 to 10 year olds in the box.
Yeah, but he's pretty bright for a 6 year old.
Yeah. Incidentally, did he come home from school today?
Been home about 6 hours ago.
That's odd, isn't it?
Do you think we should call someone?
Nah.
He probably just decided to stay overnight at the school.
Ted? No. Haven't seen him for about 2 weeks. Yeah. Well, if you see him, tell him to pop home. Okay, see you Friday. Dinner with Simon on Friday.
Shall I book a babysitter?
No. He's not going to turn up now. You don't suppose he thought we were picking him up from school?
Maybe I'd better give Mrs. Hill a call and just check if he's been standing outside for a couple of weeks.
Hmm. Good idea.
Hello. Hi. Yes, it's Sue Belgium here. Just calling about Ted in Primary 3? We just wondered if he'd been hanging around outside the school waiting to be picked up. Really?
She saw a bloke pick him up.
Yeah.
Handled him quite roughly, apparently.
And the man had a car?
Yeah. Oh, right.
Good.
Yes.
It was horribly raining.
Yes.
Do you think the man knew about his eczema?
Yeah. Sorry, Mrs. Hill, you don't know if this man knew that Ted was on goat's milk only, do you? No, just wondered. So he really bundled him into the back. Yes, yes. Okay. Well, thanks a lot. Yeah, will do. Bye-bye.
Sounds like we'll find him in the woods, then. Okay, pass the phone. I'll get some of the lads to have a look on Saturday morning. Yeah, Mike? David. All right. How's Jill? Yeah? Yeah, we'll have to do that again. Listen, Mike, you watching the match in the pub on Saturday? You couldn't join me and some of the lads to crawl around the woods before kick-off. Yeah, Ted's gone missing. About 2 weeks. He was picked up from school by some dodgy-sounding bloke. Can you do that? Oh, great. Bring a spade. Yeah, about 2 o'clock. Great. Cheers.
Do you think you'll need a spade?
Well, I don't know if he'll have been buried or just been left out.
Be easier if he's been left out.
Yeah.
Speaking.
Oh, have you?
Right. They found a body, love.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, can't really come over this evening. Sometime next week? Hmm. They want us to go over and identify him.
Can they bring him round?
Yes, could you bring him over? Well, we're just sort of doing something at the moment. What about bugging him in a cab? All right.
What about his glasses?
Oh, yeah. Has he got blue plastic-framed glasses on? Oh, well, I'm pretty sure that's him, then. Blue frames. Mm. Make him look rather studious, yeah. Sounds like him. Well, that's good enough for us, yeah. So, what do you do now? Chuck him away? Oh. Can't you just... Yeah, I suppose. All right, well, we'll see what we can do. Okay. Thanks a lot. Cheers.
What was that, love?
We'll have to pick him up and bury him.
Oh. Did they say what he'd been doing?
Well, it sounds like he was buggered quite a lot and then strangled.
It's a bit much.
Yeah, apparently it was that bloody Mike Holland that did it. I'll have a word with him next time I see him.
Yeah, we can tell him I'm pretty pissed off as well.
Mike Holland?
Well... We thought he was a bit of a twit.
Yeah.
Asking too much of my vacant smile and my laugh and lies that bring them. But as the stars are going out and this stage is full of nothing and the friends have all but gone for my
we'll take a hug.
shiver in the drizzle. Look at clothes by your feet and think, oh yes, warm. Then eat them by mistake. When you dream, be dream, but only of a gloomy lob toast.
I'm sad and I'm happy.
When you park so wrong, e-headlights smash, bumper breaky shuttle, bang, bang, bang like fucking pinball. And when your west no longer be west of your east, but above it, and mock you like bad candle jack, ho ha, you dim muddle bum. And your north-south be altogether gone or loony, then ooh, welcome. Mug welcome in blue jam, blue jam, blue jam, blue jam, blue jam.
Captain Bob, bring you blue jam,
blue jam.
Captain Bob, bring you
blue jam.
www.cookandbomb.co.uk or chill.cream.org.